walk into this room at your own risk. Because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in Gordon.
and get some preachers who claim to do it in the name of the Jesus of love, which is a theological lie. And they spend all day trying to hate people that rather than trying to figure out how we can all be more loving, how we can all be more caring, how we can all be more community, then standing down is not enough. And when so-called white evangelicals like Franklin Graham, who claimed to follow Jesus, the Jesus who cared about the poor, the Jesus who cared about the least of these, and when he can misuse, he and others, the scriptures and faith to promote hate, and when they can claim that the only issues we ought to be concerned about in the public square is where you stand on the issue of abortion, where you stand on the issue of homosexuality, where you stand on the issue of prayer in the school, where you stand on the issue of private property rights, and where you stand on the issue of guns. The truth is, that's heresy. You want to know where God is concerned? God is concerned about the poor and the sick and the least of these and every member of the human family. That is my standing now. Resistance, and like those before us, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, it's our time now.
It's our time right
Tell
now.
Tell your neighbor, it's our time. That's
it's
all.
Our time. It's our time.
It's our time to join the legacy.
I'm about to stop being polite and start getting real, okay? America is a dump, folks. Rusted out factories are scattered like tombstones across the landscape of our nation. Every person stays home all day because Obama, who is absolutely fantastic, by the way, got rid of all the jobs, okay? We're living in a bad, bad place where babies eat rats for dinner. That dust is reforming into ominous temples of doom. And it's those temples, let me tell you, that swallow our beautiful women and children whole. Chomp them up, spit out their bones.
Liberal college professors are brainwashing our kids using PC poison. You can't even use the word pussy anymore without being called an asshole by a bunch of other pussies. We let foreign countries use American ink and paper to put themselves on our world maps. Dust buckets are flying into your American mouth while you sleep. Buckets of blood pouring out of hotel elevators. Crime, streets, schools, walls, gangs, black, Mexicans. Carnage, 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 carnage. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go take a big shit in Obama's toilet. Have a great weekend, everyone.
WCOM-FM, LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carborough. This is Dr. Furious, and we are cranking it out into here, into the Thursday nights. New music right in there in the background with a little Zavala. And we also have crazy low-end beats. Lots of fun music coming up. New Run the Jewels, we're just going crazy about. Plus, who knows? Doing what we do here every Thursday night, which sometimes may be offensive to some members dangling. You can also check out some of our old shows, offensive and otherwise, at furiousg.blogspot.com. And we're going to do generally a little tribute here to the craziness of the world going down, and it happens to also include this week and for the most recent time, the furious upheaval against the Trumpocalypse, including... today was a international day of days without an immigrant, here in America. Basically, kind of modeled after the whole idea of days without a Mexican, which is really just to show how all the first world problemers don't understand how connected they are to other people in the world. We're also not only showing those connections, but also this week there have been massive protests against the ban of certain entire religions, crazy Russian connections. Just is, I can't keep up with it all. It's so much fun. So anyway, we're gonna keep going to this Michael Gorman stuff and other fun stuff. So if you like what you're hearing, check it out. Go to furiousg.blogspot.com. you can call us here at 919-246-9639. And my favorite way of checking in is sending a Furious George Show email at FuriousGeorgeShow@gmail.com. I can tell you all about the show. Tell us what you think. Good career or otherwise. Especially otherwise. Also wanted to say thanks to all the folks here that make this station rock out and keep the fun little equipment going. DJ Buck Rooster et al. DJ Smoothness of the Jazz and others. Seriously, thanks for making it happen. laughing on the outside. No, seriously. Laughing on the inside, too. Screaming all over the place. It's the Furious One. I'm Furious George. Thanks for listening to Mike Power Radio. Furious!
Colluding
oh,
with
yes,
Russia.
We have,
he came
my
out
friend. Let
and
me
he
just say,
just,
we have definitely
yeah, but, I mean,
talked
but he,
about
but,
that.
But what we're concentrating on is unpacking the whiplash that we've all just
sure.
suffered from watching
sure.
this hour and 15 minutes, right? The Electoral College. Look, Brooke, he's always going to be the guy that tells you, I caught a fish this big, even if it was a minnow. This is just who he is, and he knows that we chase it. We chase those shiny objects. He baited us. He told us this was going to be a press conference about his new labor secretary. Who? The guy wasn't even there. He's a wonderful human being whom I know, Alex Acosta, but Donald Trump at one point even seemed to struggle with remembering his first name when he was joking with Jim Acosta about whether they were related or not.
And Alex Acosta.
So, you know, he got us there under that pretense, and then for an hour and 15 minutes, he played us like a fine-tuned violin.
In winter. You know, one way is to take Air Force One down to Florida every weekend. The other is to stay in Washington and get grilled on the Sunday shows. And this weekend's shrimp on the barbie was top White House official and Smeagol in a suit, Stephen Miller, who is the subject of tonight's Profiles in Tremendousness.
I have the most dedicated people. I have the best people.
Meet Stephen A. Miller. If you're wondering why his face looks familiar, it's probably because you see him every time you take off your socks.
There's sure been a lot of hullabaloo going on with President Trump's last executive order,
where he banned non-citizens from 7 predominantly Muslim countries
from entering the United States.
And a lot of people, including me, had questions like, why is Trump doing this?
Is this even constitutional?
What in the fuck?
Well, we finally have an answer why Trump is doing this.
Historians confirmed the existence of another constitution.
And it's called the Alternative Constitution.
We only know of two copies, one of which an archaeologist found cradled in the mouth of a large golden snake pig deity hidden in a deep underground cave.
And Trump was accidentally given the other copy when he was a teen.
He's working from the wrong constitution, and he doesn't even know it.
Here, for example, is the normal constitution. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. However, Trump's alt-constitution goes a bit further than that, adding, but if a handsome, brave, scared president makes an executive order that favors one religion over another, he shall only experience pure ecstasy.
Of course Trump felt justified banning green card holders. His constitution says,
they with cards of green should be kept away by any means, by wall, by force, or with magic beans.
It looks like many have tried to destroy the alternate constitution, but it has some sort of dark magic protecting it.
However, even the alternative constitution doesn't explain all of Trump's actions.
As it turns out, Trump has also been looking at the wrong Statue of Liberty.
France sent us the one on Liberty Island, but apparently Russia sent an identical one a few years later. It's much smaller, in Queens, where Trump walked by it all the time growing up.
This other statue's plaque reads a little different, too.
It says, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, so that we may lock them in tiny rooms for days, only to send them back where we think they came from. Fear outsiders, fear outsiders.
Fear outsiders, fear outsiders. Fear outsiders. It just keeps repeating that. Fear outsiders part.
He really has been living in a world a little off from ours.
A world that's a little meaner, a lot dumber,
and a whole lot less thought through.
Finally, it all makes sense, right? He's not making these moves because he's an idiot. He's making these moves because he's looking at all the wrong stuff. Poor little guy.
So please, if anyone's watching who might be near President Trump, swap out his cursed constitution for a real one as soon as you can. It's truly for his own good. If he doesn't, he's bound to keep making embarrassing mistakes like he did this weekend.
Mr. Trump, if you are watching, which you may be doing because you don't read,
and you have a true knack for finding examples of people criticizing you,
we are very sorry. Your constitution is just not the one that we use.
There are more copies of the real one. So that's the one we're going with.
Help us help Trump by getting him the real copies of the Constitution,
the Statue of Liberty,
Bible,
Declaration of Independence,
DC Transit turnstile numbers,
the Gettysburg Address,
seasons 1-7 of the West Wing,
and the McDonald's nutrition facts that we're all familiar with.
It'll help him get on the same page as all of us.
Because we are fucked if we don't.
So, I'm more of a singer. I write songs, whereas lyrics, put them to music, yes.
What kind of music is
cannot even be charted. They are treading water in a sea of retarded sexuality and bad poetry.
That's nitpicking, isn't it?
That's futurist.
Before his career in politics, Miller was widely hailed as the least popular kid at Santa Monica High School. This is all true, and maybe it had something to do with the fact that as a kid in high school, he reportedly made fun of minority students who had trouble with English, hated the fact that there was a club for gay people at his school, and he was even a dick to janitors. So, yesterday when he made his Sunday show debut, It was nice to see that, like most of your friends from high school, not only had Miller not changed, he's gotten worse.
On issue after issue, we're taking forceful action to deliver on the president's campaign promises on a breathtaking scale. President Trump is displaying the strength of America to the whole world. Our opponents, the media, and the whole world will soon see, as we begin to take further actions, that the powers of the president to protect our country are very substantial and will not be questioned.
All I was waiting for at the end of his interview was lightning and an evil laugh. But not like a villain laugh, just like a basic henchman, you know? The cheesy guy on the side. Mwah! 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 Our leader will not be questioned. Mwah! Mwah!
Day, and it is really, really bad. The Trump administration is in disarray. Donald Trump is reportedly demoralized because he knows millions of people are questioning the legitimacy of his presidency. Apparently, he's constantly just watching TV and super focused on tweeting instant responses in many cases to stuff he sees on TV instead of doing presidential stuff. It's like there's a little kid in the White House. Here is a quote from a Washington Post article about this from a couple of days ago. Many critics thought Spicer, referring to Sean Spicer, went too far and compromised his integrity. But in Trump's mind, Spicer's attack on the news media was not forceful enough. The president was also bothered that the spokesman read, at times haltingly, from a printed statement. So Trump not happy with Sean Spicer's public apologia for completely debunked lies from Donald Trump, also from the Washington Post article. Trump has been resentful, even furious, at what he views as the media's failure to reflect the magnitude of his achievements, and he feels demoralized that the public's perception of his presidency so far does not necessarily align with his own sense of accomplishment.
We aren't even a month into the Trump presidency, and already it seems like the government is fully engulfed in chaos. And now there are new reports that Trump aides may have had contact with Russian officials during the campaign. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. You know, it's hard to remember now, but it wasn't always supposed to be like this. When Trump campaigned for president, he promised us a much brighter future filled with nonstop winning.
We're gonna win so much. We're gonna win at every level. We're gonna win so much, you may even get tired of winning. And you'll say, please, please, it's too much winning. We can't take it anymore. Mr. President, it's too much.
Well, the we can't take it anymore, it's too much sounds about right. No one gets tired of winning. It's never happened. If anyone did, it would be DJ Khaled. All he does is win, and he doesn't seem tired of it in the least. In fact, the only time I've ever seen DJ Khaled not win is in this interaction with Larry King.
I want the house on the water. I want the nice car. I want the nice watch. I want to stay fresh.
I'm gonna go take a big shit. Crumbling to dust before our very eyes.
Will not be questioned. less like an argument and more like a line from 50 Shades Darker.
I will not be questioned.
By the way, the president will be questioned, because that's sort of how America works. You know, as the Ninth Circuit Court said last week, checks and balances, biatch.
Liberal college professors are brainwashing our kids using PC poison.
You can't even use the word pussy anymore without being called an asshole by a bunch of other pussies.
We let foreign countries use American ink and paper to put themselves on our world maps. Dust bunnies are flying into your American mouth while you sleep. Buckets of blood pouring out of hotel elevators. Crime, streets, schools, walls, gangs, blacks, Mexicans, carnage. Together, we will make America strong again. So, thank you for that wonderfully fantastic house music.
Yeah. tell right away why Miller is a Trump guy, because he has the rare ability to fully commit to an outlandish lie.
President Trump again this week suggested in a meeting with senators that thousands of illegal voters were bused from Massachusetts to New Hampshire. Do you have that evidence?
I can tell you that this issue of busing voters into New Hampshire is widely known by anyone who's worked in New Hampshire politics.
Do you have any evidence
to back
that up?
I'm saying anybody, talk to anybody who's worked in politics there for a long time.
This is such a high school tactic for trying to defend a lie. Becky is the biggest slut ever. You can ask, like, anybody. Do you have proof? Yeah, like, you ask, like, anybody. The only problem is when you do actually ask, like, anybody.
Take a listen to Fergus Cullen. He's a former state Republican chairman of New Hampshire.
The idea that people are coming to New Hampshire to commit fraud on a massive scale like this is just preposterous, and it needs to be called out as untrue.
That's right. Take it from Fergus Cullen. These allegations are bull. And I know Fergus is not a liar, because if he were a liar, the first thing he'd lie about is his name.
My name is Fer James.
Anyone who introduces himself as Fergus is an honest man. Here's another thing we learned about Stephen Miller. You won't like him when he's angry. I mean, he won't change physically, unfortunately, but he really ratchets up the dick.
Do you have any evidence?
If this is an issue that interests you, then we can talk about it more in the future.
Just for the right, you have provided absolutely no evidence.
I'm prepared to go on any show, anywhere, anytime, and repeat it and say the President of the United States is correct 100%.
Any show, anytime. I'll go on Real Housewives of Atlanta, say the President is right, and that his weave is much better than any of theirs. You want a piece of me, Kenya? Bring it on. Bring it on, Nene. Bring it on. Bring it on.
And is distracting us. He's practicing for his rally tomorrow. He rehashed the campaign over and over again. He was fascinating at times. He was comical at others. He was spying at others. We just saw a 1-hour, 15-minute episode of the latest reality show of Trump's presidency.
Stelter's shaking his head. I want you to jump in.
The reason I was going to jump in is because if the president was trying to distract us, I don't think he succeeded. Because the journalists in the room from NBC and CBS and ABC and the other networks were asking tough questions about Russia and about Flynn, I don't think he succeeded. I mean, the headlines tomorrow morning and the headlines right now are about Russia. But the through line of this was popularity, and I totally agree with you, Anna. This was a warm-up for Saturday's rally, this Saturday afternoon rally in Florida. Trump talked about his ratings, he talked about his poll numbers, and his Electoral College victory. And the through line, all of that, is popularity. He wants to feel that popularity he felt in September and October before Election Day.
With his own sense of accomplishment. Then there's a Salon expose about Trump's reported fixation or addiction to watching TV. Mike Allen and Jim Vanderhei of Axios said that, listen, Trump doesn't read books and he avoids reports that are really long, that he considers to be too long. He doesn't use computers. He rarely uses a phone for anything but calls. Even those infamous tweets from Trump are usually dictated to someone and submitted by others. But the TV watching aspect is starting to concern some aides. Here's a quote from the Axios story. Most mornings, Trump flicks on the TV and watches Morning Joe, often for long periods of time, sometimes interrupted with texts to the hosts or panelists. After the 6 a.m. hour of Joe, he's often on to Fox and Friends by 7 a.m. with a little CNN before or after. He also catches the Sunday shows, especially Meet the Press. The shows, as he calls them, often provoke his tweets. The day of our interview with him, all of his tweet topics were discussed during the first 2 hours of Morning Joe.
or what? The Department of Education, whose new secretary, Betsy DeVos, begins her term acting like she has never had any education, tweets out a salute to the author and activist W.E.B. Du Bois by misspelling his name. Department of Education then hours later issues its apologies and misspells apologies. Are these people high or what? On Instagram, Trump commemorates Abraham Lincoln's birthday, and the GOP does the same on Twitter by posting this photo and attributing that quote to the great president. The first printed record of that quote actually comes from an advertisement for a book about aging, published in 1947, 82 years after Lincoln died. Are these people high or what? Trump, in a private meeting with senators of both parties to talk about his Supreme Court nominee, wanders off into his mental woods again, calls Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas again, and tells the ex-Senator Kelly Ayotte that she would have kept her seat in New Hampshire but for thousands of illegal votes cast there by people bussed in from Massachusetts. Are these people high or what? New Hampshire's former Republican chairman offers $1,000 for proof of just one such illegal bust-in vote. A federal elections commissioner appointed by President George W. Bush demands Trump share his proof, quote, with the appropriate law enforcement authorities so that his allegations may be investigated promptly and thoroughly. Whereupon Trump's propagandist flavor of the month, Stephen Miller, goes on television and offers as proof, no proof. I've actually, having worked before on a campaign in New Hampshire, I can tell you that this issue of bussing voters into New Hampshire is widely known by anyone who's worked in New Hampshire politics. It's very real. It's very serious. This morning on this show is not the venue for me to lay out all the evidence. Translation? You want proof? I offer as proof my opinion, because there is no proof.
Jim Acosta over there from CNN, an accomplished reporter, a guy I've never met, but a good reporter. I mean, treating him like he's, I'm not even gonna use the word, I'm not gonna give Twitter its the love it needs. It's crazy what we're watching every day.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. He keeps repeating ridiculous throwaway lines that are not true at all and sort of avoiding this issue of Russia as if we're some kind of fools for asking the question. Really? Your opposition was hacked and the Russians were responsible for it and your people were on the phone with Russia on the same day it was happening and we're fools for asking the questions? No, sir. We are not fools for asking this question, and we demand to know the answer to this question. You owe this to the American people. Your supporters will support you either way. If your people were on the phone with her, what were they saying? We have a right to know. We absolutely do, and that you call us fake news and put us down like children for asking these questions on behalf of the American people is inconsequential. The people deserve that answer.
Press conferences and do his general election rally.
He also said,
and there's no doubt that this was, there's no doubt there was a level of, it was fascinating to watch because there's no doubt there was a level of catharsis therapy to this. You know, some of us have to go and
who was in a catharsis for?
This guy can use that. Instead of going to a therapist's couch, he goes in front of the presidential seal and gives this performance.
Well, I'm talking about, Well, no, I was given that information. I don't know. I was just given. We had a very, very big margin. Well, I don't know. I was given that information. I've seen that information around, but it was a very substantial victory. Do you agree with that? Okay, thank you.
Are these people high or what? Public policy polling asks 712 voters, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? The Bowling Green massacre shows why we need Donald Trump's executive order on immigration. Roughly 51% of Trump voters answer yes. The Muslim ban is justified by the Bowling Green massacre. There is no Bowling Green massacre. This is the same nonsense that Kellyanne Conway made up. Are these people high or what? Last August, the same pollster asked, would you support or oppose building a wall along the Atlantic Ocean to keep Muslims from entering the country from the Middle East? 31% of those identifying themselves as Trump supporters said yes to walling off the entire eastern seaboard.
Donald J. Trump is a big whiny baby who can't take criticism. CNN was declared fake news after reporting unflattering truth. Saturday Night Live was dubbed not funny after mocking Mr. Trump. And Rosie O'Donnell was called a fat pig, despite being a nice woman who cares about people. Donald Trump is a teeny toddler trapped in an old man's body who can't handle his own reality. President Baby cries whenever a mirror is pointed at him, be it literal or figurative. Attention. Donald Trump is trying to block the American people from seeing any unflattering image of himself, such as this one, or these three other ones. We need every American to pick up the phone and call 822-CRY-BABY and press 1 to leave a criticism of Donald Trump. If we can make him cry enough, he will go away.
The concept is not us. The feeling of tension is completely phony. It has nothing to do with success in seeing, hearing, or acting. And so we get the marriage of an illusion with a falsehood. And that we call ourselves. And no wonder we feel cut off from everything, alienated, frightened of life and death.
Mistakes like he did this weekend.
Mr. Trump, if you are watching, which you may be doing because you don't read,
and you have a true knack for finding examples of people criticizing you,
we are very sorry. Your constitution is just not the one that we use.
There are more copies of the real one, so that's the one we're going with.
Help us help Trump by getting him the real copies of the Constitution,
the Statue of Liberty,
Bible,
Declaration of Independence,
DC Transit turnstile numbers,
Gettysburg Address,
seasons 1 through 7 of the West Wing,
and the McDonald's nutrition facts that we're all familiar with.
It'll help him get on the same page as all of us.
Because we are fucked if we don't.
Or what? Again, same pollster asking, do you think Donald Trump should be able to overturn decisions by judges that he disagrees with or not? 51% said yes. Another 16% of Trump supporters aren't sure. Only a third of Trump supporters said no. A democracy in which the president can overturn the rulings of judges is not a democracy. It is a dictatorship. A majority of Trump voters are okay with replacing key parts of the United States of America with one-man rule. Are these people high or what? And when all of these threads of madness join up and the immigration history of this country is betrayed by a would-be tyrant looking for scapegoats, the picture changes from Americans acting as if intoxicated and becomes Americans acting just like ordinary Germans did under the Nazis or just as ordinary Russians did under the communists. JFK Airport, an Iraqi woman detained 33 hours, handcuffed, reportedly denied a wheelchair. She'd come here to see her son, a sergeant in the American 82nd Airborne Division at Fort Bragg. Philadelphia International, a woman flies in from Iran to see her daughters, both American doctoral students. Her passport is seized. Somehow she doesn't seem to have her cell phone anymore. Customs puts her on another flight back to Iran. They couldn't tell her daughters which flight. Frankfurt, Germany. American Customs there keeps Dr. Samira Asghari from flying to Boston, where the next day she was supposed to start her fellowship at the Harvard Med School. Dulles Airport. Woman traveling with two citizen children, reportedly detained for 20 hours without food, told the kids could stay, but she would be deported to Africa, handcuffed, even when going to the bathroom. Bush Intercontinental, Houston. Man coming in from Chile. reportedly forced to give his phone to customs, to give them the PIN number for the phone, to authorize them to copy the phone's contents.
So, thank you for that wonderfully fantastic house music. I love house music.
WCOMFM, LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carborough. Listen, this is Dr. Furious cranking out in the late night hour here Thursday nights on the Micropower Furious George show. WCOM, LPFM means micropower as in low power, community based, centrally focused here in downtown Carborough, but also expanding out all the way down into Chatham County, up into Durham, and all over this little place. Plus online, where you can find the show live at WCOMFM.org. Or you can see, go to furiousg.blogspot.com and you'll find your way over to some of the old archived shows going back a decade and more. We've been rocking out here in WCOM land. And even before that, yours truly, Furious George, is doing micropowered revolutionary guerrilla radio back in Asheville back in the day when it was before it was legal. Because we knew this voice directly into the airwaves. Community-driven, non-commercial, anti-commercial is in many ways sometimes the one of the truest sounding beats, place-based beats cranking out that we can make. At least I've been able to contribute to, so I'm going to keep doing that here. Because obviously, times that are upon us require just that. And we also have a little fun with fun new music they send us. I get some of this stuff here in the background, some Zavala, and what else we've been playing tonight? New Run the Jewels, brand new Paul White. Gosh, we've been cranking that thing. Plus a bunch of old fun stuff that we have to keep in the mix, keep it spicy. Your constant flavors, and lots of different layers. So keep doing what you're doing. I'll keep doing what I'm doing. And you can give us a call here at 919-246-9639 or email furiousgeorgeshow@gmail.com. We're going to get back into the beats. This is 103.5 WCOM. I'm Furious.